Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Today we're tackling this really cool concept, where inspiration meets innovation.
Right.
Where technology, user needs, and creative vision all kind of click into place. Like, how do you actually create products that people, actually love?
Yeah. And, we've got this awesome source material where inspiration meets innovation.
The nexus of technology, user needs, and creative vision, right?
Yep. And it's not just about a light bulb moment, right? It's understanding the problem you're tackling.
So true. We're going way beyond just shiny new gadgets, right?
Yeah.
It's about making life better, easier, more fun. I mean, think about it. What's a product that you just absolutely love? And what need does it solve for you?
That's such a great question. Because in this crazy, fast-paced world, it's not even just about novelty anymore, is it?
Wrong.
You've got to really dig deep into those real-world problems and think, how can we make people's lives genuinely better?
Absolutely. And something that really struck me in the text was this idea of user-centric design.
Oh, yeah.
It's like stepping into the shoes of the person who's going to be using the product.
Mm.
What are they struggling with? What are their hopes and dreams? How can this thing actually make their life better?
And that's where it gets really tricky. Like, the text actually gives this cool example, early smartwatches.
Oh, yeah.
Some were just so jam-packed with features that they became, kind of unusable, right?
Right.
They got so fixated on the tech that they totally forgot about, the human element.
Yeah, that's so true. It's like, imagine trying to bake a cake, but you just throw in every ingredient you can find.
Oh my gosh, yes.
You might end up with something technically impressive, but it's not going to be enjoyable to eat,
Perfect analogy. And that's the constant struggle. How do you balance that cutting-edge technology with design that actually feels intuitive to use?
Hmm.
The text mentions this concept called skeuomorphism.
Skeuomorphism. That sounds really complicated.
Oh, it's not that bad. Think of it like this. It's where designers make digital interfaces resemble familiar real-world objects. Like, that little save icon?
Uh-huh.
It often looks like a floppy disk.
Yeah.
But most people nowadays have probably never even seen a floppy disk.
That's true.
It's that bridge between, the familiar and the new.
I never thought about it like that. It makes you wonder how much psychology goes into the products we use every day. It's like, designers are secretly playing with our minds, right?
Kind of. And understanding that human element, that psychology, is absolutely critical for anyone designing products. And, the text emphasizes something else, that creative vision. It needs to be there throughout the entire process, not just the end product. You need that driving force that keeps the team thinking outside the box.
I love that, a driving force. So it's not enough to just have the technical skills, right? You need the imagination, the vision, to see what other people don't.
Exactly. Sometimes that vision, it might seem a little crazy at first. Remember, Henry Ford?
Yeah, the car guy.
Back in the early 1900s. Imagine trying to convince everyone, hey, we're all going to be driving cars someday.
Right.
People probably thought he was nuts.
Probably.
But Ford's vision was bigger than just the car itself. He imagined a whole ecosystem around it, assembly lines, making them affordable. It was about making car ownership a reality for everyone.
So it's not just about the product itself, but how it fits into the whole world around it.
Yeah. It's like today with these big tech companies, you look at what they're doing and it's not just devices, it's apps, it's services, it's a whole experience. It's like they're creating these whole new worlds for us.
That is mind-blowing. This whole deep dive is making my head spin in the best way possible.
It's a lot to take in, for sure.
So I've got a final question for you all, inspired by what we've been talking about. Just take a look around you right now. What's a problem you see that's just screaming for a creative solution? I mean, maybe you're sitting on the next big breakthrough and you don't even know it.
Now that's a thought to leave you with.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Keep those innovative ideas flowing.
See you next time.